The historic Moravian town of Třebíč, some 140 kilometers southeast of Prague, is known for having perhaps the best preserved Jewish quarter in the country. In 2003, the town's Jewish heritage sites, together with the Catholic Basilica of San Procopius, were added to the UNESCO list of World Heritage. Třebíč is set in a deep valley on the Jihlava River. When you arrive in Třebíč today, you need a certain amount of imagination to picture what the town must have looked like in the past. A thriving Jewish quarter surrounded on three sides by rocks and a river, set between the castle and the Christian town. Today, Třebíč is besieged by panel housing projects erected in the 1970s and 80s to accommodate the workers of a nearby nuclear power plant. But as soon as you cross the river and find yourself in the narrow winding streets of the Jewish quarter, you feel like nothing has changed. At the heart of Třebíč's Jewish quarter is one of the most significant buildings of the former ghetto, the Rear Synagogue. It is no longer House of Prayer. It belongs to the town and is the starting point for visitors to the Jewish quarter. Inside its main hall, I am joined by Michal Řídký, a guide for the local tourist center.
The synagogue was built around the year 1669, so it's about 30 years newer than the front synagogue. And it was built still in Renaissance style. It consists of this main hall, small hall, and women's gallery. So women and men were separated here during the services. Women had also a special entrance to the synagogue. There was a stairway outside the synagogue. Later, there was a house built just next to the synagogue, and the stairway became a part of the house. And quite a funny thing is connected with that, that in the land register was written for the house that its owner was obligated to let women go through his house into the synagogue. So every week women were passing through his house into the synagogue.
That's certainly one of the charms of the Jewish town. No house is quite like another, the result of centuries of restrictions when the Jewish people could not live outside the ghetto. Many buildings have very complicated layouts. When you want to enter a house, you sometimes have to pass through the one next door. In the late 18th century, the average number of people living in one house was 17. As soon as Jews were granted equal rights in the 1860s, rich families moved out to big cities in the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Vienna or perhaps Brno. Some families remained in Třebíč but bought houses on the town square across the river. Only the poorest stayed on inside the ghetto and were soon joined by Christian poor. A religious and ethnic ghetto turned into a social one. After the First World War, the Rear Synagogue was no longer used for services.
It was in 1920s, and then it was used between the wars as a storage for leather. There was a tannery in the back part of this quarter, and they stored leather in here. And after the Second World War, here was a storage for potatoes until 1980. So you can imagine that the building was in terrible condition, and it was quite difficult and quite expensive to reconstruct. But it happened, and now it's used as a culture hall for concerts, some exhibitions, and so on.
Not much changed inside the ghetto for most of the communist era, except the houses were ever more neglected and shabbier. The authorities even planned to get rid of all the mess, remove everything that was there, and replace it with several panel blocks of the type that have since spoiled the town's skyline.
Yeah, that's true. It was at the end of the 1970s, because this quarter was really in terrible condition, and it was partly empty, and nobody cared for the houses too much. And the communists wanted to demolish the whole area and build here four prefab houses, four concrete houses. fortunately, there was not enough money for that project, so it was never done. And now we can admire the interesting streets and everything in this quarter.
A new era for the Jewish town started after the fall of communism. People started buying the old houses and renovating them. Several restaurants and cafes opened in the old ghetto, catering for the growing number of tourists. Lidia Kekova built an old house in the ghetto in which she set up a ceramics workshop. She says that the real turning point came 6 years ago, when UNESCO included the Jewish town, the Jewish cemetery and the basilica on its list of World Heritage Sites.
Dům jsme koupili v roce 2001 a tak od roku 2003 bylo...
We bought the house in 2001 and in 2003 we completed the renovation and finished this workshop. So I've been making ceramics here for 6 years now. We bought the house 2 years before it was listed by UNESCO. At that time, nobody believed it was going to happen, so we restored the whole house. The preservationists liked it very much, but we paid for the whole thing ourselves because the town only started subsidizing renovations once it was listed in UNESCO. Anyway, there were so many visitors after UNESCO, people just kept coming to have a look. That was quite a boom.
She lives in what is known as the house with the well. During the renovation of her house, an old well was discovered. She cleaned and restored it and is happy to show it to all who knock on her door. When she showed me around, an electric pump was running because Ms. Kekova uses the water for her workshop.
When we had Japanese people filming here, they in fact asked me to turn the pump on so that the water surface shivered a little and they could see it better. The surface is right here. The well is 4.5 meters deep and is beautifully lined with chiseled stones, just like the house it was built in 1724.
Michal Hřídký, my guide through the Jewish town, says that once Třebíč became a UNESCO-listed monument, the numbers of visitors tripled. After a few years, however, the enormous interest slowly dwindled, and so has the pace of renovations in the ghetto.
I think during the 1990s the situation was much better because the prices were much lower and it was much easier to do it. This time it's maybe better for people to buy a completely new house and not to buy such a house in this quarter where you can't have a garden, maybe you can't have a pool and things like that because the space here is not so large. So recently the process of renovation of the quarter is maybe a little stagnating.
Walking along the narrow streets, you can see some beautifully restored houses and also houses on the verge of collapse. But Michal Hřídký has no doubts that even though the initial enthusiasm is over, the future of the Jewish quarter in Třebíč is safe.
You can see houses which are now under reconstruction, so I am optimistic, so I think it's going to get better. For example, the former poor house is now being reconstructed. It's going to be a hotel next year with such small 5 houses around the yard. I think it's still improving, but not so quickly as in the beginning.